It's DJ Holiday and Ebony, aka the Avery's. Stay tuned.
Dinner with the Avery season two, ladies and gentlemen. Awesome. So good to be back, man, off our amazing feat of last episode. You know, Princess went viral, all that good stuff like yes. That. Amazing. Shout out to Princess too, by the way, man. But blogs, y'all gotta keep it cool, man. It's not that serious. Anyway.
What happened?
It was just, you know, being, you know, they attacked Diamond too. They did. You know, they did. They made it seem like she was a disgruntled, you know, team member or whatever like that. But
the blogs didn't. You mean the people that commented?
The people, the blogs, people in the comments are correct. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. But nevertheless, like I said, dinner with Davies, brand new episode. We are here, guys. Shout out to everybody who tuning in. I love the new vibe. It's mm-hmm. amazing. You got mm-hmm. the logo back here. Mm-hmm. And of course, my beautiful wife, of course, Ebony,
hey, is
in the building. They call her Queen Ebony. Y'all heard the new song, right? They ain't heard the song?
I haven't heard
Queen
the song.
Queen Ebony.
I've never heard
that
it before.
That shit was hilarious. Say holiday.
Oh, you're talking about the jingle.
Who did that shit? Who made that jingle?
We got to play the jingle for y'all.
We got to play the jingle.
We're going to play
the jingle. Hey, Nick, I ain't saying we're going to keep your damn song. But we are going to play that shit at the end of the show because that shit funny here.
It's not funny.
No, I mean, if you really sing, that's your voice and that's what you intend to do as a career, I would say change it. But
change it?
No, I'm saying like,
oh my God.
It's a good song though for us.
Change the song?
Yeah, 100%.
Not change his career.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I ain't gonna do what you feel, brother. You know?
I appreciate you taking the time out
Queen
to make that.
Queen Ebony. And holiday, what he said? That shit was funny as hell. What's going on, man?
Well,
I like your blue is popping today.
Thank you, babe.
Yeah, you look
cute. Took a lot for me to get
here
today.
Tell the people what's wrong, Queen. I know what's wrong with you. You know, yeah, Michael Jordan had to do it in the playoffs too. He fought through it, and he had the flu and all type of shit.
And that, speaking of that, that's what I feel like right
now. Ain't got the flu.
Stir fried boo-boo on a stick.
That's disgusting, DJ. That's a bad analogy of what you feel like.
That's what I feel like right now.
I want an image of
stir fried
boo-boo
on a stick, steaming and smoking and smelling.
Well,
and
your edges don't look like it, goddammit. You look flawless, my nigga. You're killing shit. Okay? I love it. Shout out to you. Okay?
You know what?
Stir fried boo-boo shit looks good, baby.
But anyway, so for the last 2 days, y'all, I have been under the weather. I don't know it's the pollen. I don't know what's going on. I am not pregnant. Please don't put that out there.
Always talking about
pregnancy, because when I told somebody I didn't feel good yesterday, that's the first thing she asked me. So, you pregnant? No, I'm not pregnant. But I don't know if it's the pollen. I don't know what's going on. But my head literally feels like a balloon that's about to explode. Mm-hmm. You know, like I can't explain. It's just pressure all up in here, and it's like sinus pressure that I just.
And tell him what Zaddy's been doing for you.
He has been taking care of me very well,
Zaddy,
guys. He has
Zaddy.
Been keeping me in the bed and making sure I eat around the clock, and
yes,
keeping me
baby.
With shots and the vitamin shots and liquids and fluids.
And I haven't taken advantage of you in massages and nothing like that.
What?
No, you know how you
Because I've been looking rough. You ain't probably want to touch me.
Oh, no. The other day, you look kind of cute in your little big t-shirt. You know what I'm saying?
Today, I ain't going to lie. Today is the first day I took a shower and brushed my teeth.
Well, it's been rough in now, y'all.
Wig on for y'all.
Listen,
rough. This is how much I love y'all, because it took a lot for me today.
She was pouting the whole damn
the
time.
The whole time I was pouting. I feel like crap, but I am here for y'all. Listen,
yes,
I could have canceled, but y'all mean so much to me that I decided
to get one in for spring break, man.
I decided to come.
You did.
Lord,
so
look, we getting used to this new set. So if y'all see me looking that way, I'm looking at the wrong camera. I'm looking this way.
Don't be no motherfucker looking like cross-eyed and shit.
Look, y'all know I keep it real.
My baby is not cross-eyed.
We getting used to this new setup.
Yeah.
So
a lot of cameras. You used to it though.
Is y'all? I'm talking to y'all. I'm here for y'all today. There we go. I got it right.
It's
this
a real
time.
Chance of love. Shit. Shit everywhere.
What?
I don't know what's
really?
Going on. Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, let's get into some
Let's get
stuff.
Into it, man. Some topics. We got to talk about some shit, too.
Let's talk about we went to the Nicki Minaj concert. Babe, you ain't going to bring that up.
Oh, go ahead. I mean, I took you with me. What you mean? Oh, yeah. We went. I took you to meet my friend.
We went to the Nicki Minaj concert. Don't yes, do that, boo. I was fucking with do you. Not do that. First
Anthony,
off.
You know good and well, if you took me to meet Beyonce, you would have been like, we went to meet Beyonce.
We went to the Nicki Minaj concert.
Yes,
we had a really good time.
Of course we did.
We was like seat hopping all over the
she gave us like four pairs of tickets.
Seats. So we had seats, we had the VIP riser, and we had sweet seats,
some
regular
seats,
yep. And then the VIP riser. So we had access, and we had all access passes.
Yeah,
so we could really go
passes.
Anywhere.
Yeah, it was amazing. Shout out to her, man. You know, it's just the fruits of my labor, you know, and you were able to see it and enjoy it. And I appreciate you accompanying me with my niece. It was a great show.
Yeah, we had a good
Nicki
time.
Nicki did a great job, too. How did you like the show?
The show was good.
Yeah, you know a lot of songs. You did.
I did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know a lot of the
new stuff. I just hate that they didn't do Itty Bitty Piggy. That's the only thing. I really wanted them to do that while you were there. You know,
I asked
they
her.
Did it. The DJ played it. So
yeah,
shout out
to
DJ.
Booth. DJ
yes,
Booth, my brother.
He played it and the crowd went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Even on the hold on, how they did all of that.
Yeah.
You got to record it, but I just wish you would have performed it.
And you gotta tell them the end. That, flight security.
And at the end, it was literally 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
we got a chance.
We went to Magic City and everything.
We went to Magic City, got wings. I was sleeping in the car. We sat in the parking lot waiting on her to, I guess, finish up and clean up or whatever. And we got to take pictures with her.
She texts me back and she's like, "Hey, come have a drink." And I'm like, "Nikki, I'm like gone."
We literally were all the way home.
Almost. Yeah.
And we live like an hour away. And she was like, "Come back." So we turned around and came back.
And you're not going to not have drinks with Nicki.
Listen, y'all, the concert ended at like 12. It was people literally, it was 4 a.m. when we got back. Mm-hmm. People standing outside the concert waiting on her to come out.
Just
like, those are diehard. It was cold outside. They had their little outfits on and stuff.
Yeah, man.
But standing out there waiting on her.
And then they seen us kind of like going back and forth.
Right. And then they didn't know who you was at first. And then it was like, "Wait a minute, that's Holiday."
Yeah.
And then they start going crazy, performing for you. And hold on. They start doing all type of stuff. But that was really dope. Taking pictures with you and stuff.
And then you met Nicki.
I got a chance to meet her. We took pictures. We took a lot of pictures. And what I realized about Nicki.
No call out.
She likes to take selfies, but with her own phone.
What'd they do to your phone, though?
Oh, so we had to put pink tape on our cameras of all our phones, the front and the back camera, pink tape.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let us in unless we had pink tape on our phone. But she took her phone and she took selfies of all of us. And she had a special filter that she liked. If she didn't like the picture, we didn't get the picture.
Everybody was like, "Robert, like it was like a couple
it was
pictures
so many
I was
pictures that
cute,
I really really liked
and she I was like
she didn't like them and she ended up with the one that I posted on my Instagram, which I'm still grateful for because she did not take pictures with anybody. She has not been taking pictures with anybody, I don't think.
She said she just didn't want to because that's how she felt like she got sick.
That's how she got sick. Yeah, so I'm just grateful that she took the time. It was 4 a.m. She was tired. She didn't feel good. And she still took the time to meet us,
but
take
relationships
pictures.
Will get you in those type of rooms.
So I'm glad I know somebody like DJ Holiday.
Oh my God, you're
that
so lame,
can get
bro.
Me in rooms like that. Thank
what?
You. Thank you.
We were laughing about this in the car. She was like, "Robert, there's so many people outside just waiting." I said, "Ebony, if Michael Jackson had performed tonight, I would fucking wait outside."
And then it brought up an interesting question.
Ebony has nobody she would wait outside.
He asked me, he was like, "Who is somebody that you would wait outside for hours to see?"
And
you know what?
The motherfucker said Obama or some shit like that.
I could not think of anybody. I said maybe Whitney Houston, but she's gone.
What?
Maybe Michael Jackson.
Mike for me, nigga. I would camp outside for that nigga.
That's an interesting question. Like, who would you wait outside
I would spend a night at that nigga house. I don't give a fuck. I'm going, nigga. Wherever Mike going, I'm going.
Like,
nigga.
I don't have anybody.
And she was baffled by that. Just people were outside. I was like, "Ebony, that's real people fans."
They
like,
really sat out there. And then what makes it so bad, I don't even think they saw her. And they waited all that time. I don't think she left out of those doors.
Mm-mm.
But that was dope. It was a dope night.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Nicki. Night. Love you, sis, forever. Amazing.
You had, I see you got a t-shirt made by a very special person.
Yeah, shout out to Hollapalooza merch. It's available now if you want some. And my wife. Risky Printing. They did this. They did this in the sweat.
I made about 50 t-shirts.
She made 50 t-shirts for me before I went to Texas.
Take out there.
And we sold out too.
Sold out of all the t-shirts. We had different colors. So y'all let me know if y'all want a shirt.
I'm my nigga,
I got
man.
Y'all. Pick your colors.
I'm my nigga, man.
Shirts, sweatshirts. I made bags.
Made bags.
Bags everything to put sold the shirt
out.
In.
And I texted her. I was like, babe, we sold out in like an hour. She was like, thanks. Good.
Came home and cashed out.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I ain't make no profit. I bust that shit down with her. Like, damn, nigga, we sold out.
But was it, you had
you
a
Debo'd
good.
Me, EJ.
You had a good turnout, didn't
I
you?
I was like, babe, I made about $400. You was like, I got about $400.
I mean, technically, you did no work.
Like, fuck,
you just, you didn't even sell the t-shirt. Somebody else sold them for
Shout
you.
Shout out to Fort Knox.
How you get the cut?
I was shouting this shit out like every 30 minutes. Like, hey, bro, we got merch in the front, man. You know, we sold out. So I'm happy. I'm happy that, you know what, Ebony been pushing me to do that for a couple
time.
Of years
he
now.
Finally
she
listened.
Was like, babe, you got to do merch. And I was like, man, let's do something this time. So, and just got confirmation that, New York wants us to come out there. Kentucky wants to come out there for the Derby.
Nice.
We're going to go to San Diego again, Miami, of course. And then, I think Atlanta trying to do something at the birthday bash. So we'll see.
Nice, nice. But yeah, next time I'll make sure I'll be there so I can really see how much we making and put some on the top.
I sold every shirt for $10, babe.
You got to sell it for more than
that. Nah, it was just.
Next time they 20.
Hippies and shit. But anyway, what else you got going on?
So, you got talk about 404 day. That's right around the corner,
yeah.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. 404 day, got the call from Day-Day. Shout out to the bank. Mm-hmm. Gooch over there, the whole team, man. Last year we did an amazing job, and I think the shop boys, Rocco, shit, everybody performed.
That's my
This year I just got the phone call to come do 404 day again, and who we got this year?
A lot of people, all
Rich
my favorites.
Rich Homie Quan's the headliner, Waka, Kilo Ali, Shop mm-hmm. Boys, Rich Kids.
All
shit.
The music that I'm stuck.
Baby D,
the era I'm
DJ
stuck
Unk.
In.
Yeah,
yes.
It's gonna be fun, man. I'm DJing a set out there for an hour or two, and then we're gonna host. And yeah, man, you know I love participating in 404 Day. It's an amazing event. So shout out to Day Day and the Bank, man. We definitely gonna kill that. So we gotta go take the kids out of town for spring break, and then we'll be back, and we're gonna shut down the 404 Day.
Mm.
All right.
Sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it is. You take your damn Sudafed, you be all right.
Oh, my God. Because
she don't listen. You ever had a wife that just don't listen? She don't listen. I told her, sit ass in the bed 24 hours. She can't do that.
Let me tell y'all something.
Uh-oh.
Sitting. I get it. When you sick, you're supposed to rest. You're supposed to relax. But I just feel like it's so much other stuff I could be doing than laying in the bed. You know, like
yeah, you could be laying in the grave if you don't take care of yourself, EJ.
You right.
I just told you.
You got to listen to your body.
24 hours.
You're right.
Maybe 48.
You're right.
You
so
know?
Let me tell y'all what I did. I've been in the bed. I got up this morning feeling a little bit better. And I decided to go downstairs and clean the whole house. I swept the floors. I mopped the floors. I cleaned all the tables.
She
I dusted.
And ran with it.
I did everything. And I felt like ran a marathon afterwards.
And now she feel even sicker.
I feel worse.
And she fight me like, you know, my wife is amazing. But she just turned, when she gets sick, she turns into this little fucking baby. And she just acts, she pouts her lip. And then she tells me she don't want this and she don't want that.
Because I don't like to take medicine.
And then she gets up and she goes to the bathroom and she pouts about that. And tells me, you don't care about me.
I wish I could just pee in the bed.
Yeah, I wish I could pee in the bed and you don't care about me and I'm ugly and you don't love me and all this shit. I swear
I
to God,
I did not
man.
Do that, first
And when
off.
I get sick, what I get? Rob,
you
I told you to take
wore a jacket.
You should have worn your goddamn jacket and you take your medicine. That's why you don't take enough vitamins. You're going to die old or young or some
I do
shit.
Not do that, but Time I do shit. Fuss at you for not taking vitamins.
So when
he
I get sick,
shorts.
I get fussed at.
He wears shorts in the wintertime, no jacket. So yes, he gets fussed at when he gets sick. I never get sick. Rarely, maybe once a year, I get sick.
Are you sick now? Shit on a stick.
Anyway.
Come on, man.
Anyway, so your buddy.
Don't do that.
We have to talk about
it.
We have
to. For sure.
So Diddy is in the news once again.
My buddy.
Your buddy.
Why
I
is
mean,
the staff laughing?
I'm saying because it is your friend. Like, just call. Seriously.
I'm gonna be clear right now. I'm gonna look at
I'm
what
about to
what
ask you a
camera
question
is
though,
mine.
Babe. Listen.
I'm gonna be clear.
You went to Diddy's house before, and I'm about to ask you a question.
Oh, God.
You went to Diddy house before. Have you ever seen anything wild and crazy happening, or were you at one of those wild and crazy parties that time when you was at his house in LA?
Don't do that, Travis. It's not a thing yet. Fuck you. I'm gonna say this. Coming from where he, I don't condone anything that's allegedly being he's been accused of. Mm-hmm. But you got, I think I took up for somebody else who was in this type of situation, and not R. Kelly, but I think it was more like I understand or something. So
you understand what R. Kelly did?
No. I didn't say that. I said y'all understand. And I hate calling myself a celebrity or whatever, like, but I'm a known person, celebrity, what the fuck y'all want to say, right? I understand being in that atmosphere of, you know, I've been to a Diddy party and it's everybody's there and everybody's drinking.
Correct.
And everybody's smoking and everybody's on drugs and you can do whatever the fuck you want to do.
You was on drugs?
I was drinking Ciroc and I was fucked up.
Were you on drugs?
No, I don't do hard drugs. You know I don't do hard drugs.
You said everybody was on drugs.
Everybody was on drugs.
And except for you.
No, I didn't say that. I might have hit a blunt or two. I don't do coke. I've never did a lot of different pills. And I drink. And I do get drunk. And I do. Yes, I enjoy myself. It's a moment. You enjoy it. But I'm saying that. No, this is what I'm saying. I'm not going to accuse myself. I'm saying that when you in those environments, and half of y'all will never get to go to Diddy house and party.
Ooh, that's
like
a
that.
Flex. Ooh.
It's true. Half of y'all never get to go to Diddy house and party. But
you said it twice.
My thing of it is, when you're in those situations, man, it's like living in the moment and shit. And I could imagine, like I said, there's a lot of women there. And no, ain't nobody checking nobody's ID. It's that nigga house. It ain't no club. Mm-hmm. So I could imagine things that could happen. So I'm going to say that shit probably been going on for years, because for the longest it was a slogan like, ain't no party like a Diddy party. Mm-hmm. That nigga parties be lit. Mm-hmm. Now, the sexual part about it, no, I was never invited downstairs to the room that you can't get in and shit like that.
Oh, he got a room like that.
No, I'm saying, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
Babe, I threw some wild ass parties at that house I had before, you know, you know how it was, because you were there. You helped clean up one party like that. And I'm going to say that, you know, what happens in those rooms, I'm assuming everybody who's in there wants that to happen to them.
Or they're so drugged up that,
or they're so drugged up
their judgment is off.
But like I said, I done partied with motherfuckers that people be like, "Boy, you remember me? Boy, I was at your house. Boy, I was so fucked up." And I be like, "No, I don't." But you had a good time, right? And I'm sure you. And they talk about it for the rest of their life. But I'm gonna do that the next week. And Diddy does it week after week after week. And he got young boys who are, you know, celebrities or whatever, and they keep the young girls flowing and shit like that. So. Mm-hmm. I could imagine what the fuck going on. He hasn't been accused of nothing per se. Yes, I understand the Cassie stuff. That's terrible too as well. He paid her. She didn't talk about it no more. It's over with. But
now
everybody's coming. And when the feds come and Homeland Security come, nigga, you don't know what the fuck is finna happen.
But
they're gonna try to stick him with something.
They
I know
say
that.
You know, Homeland Security is serious. Yeah, they don't come to your house unless there's a real reason.
Because they got
reason.
Concrete evidence, yes.
So they're not saying if they found anything. They said that they confiscated, like, all his computers, his electronics, and all that type of stuff. So who knows?
But Diddy's smart, though.
I'm sure.
And they cleaned
when
that
all
house
of this
weeks
stuff
ago,
happened,
months
yeah,
ago.
I was about to say, when all of this stuff first happened, I'm sure he got rid of whatever. I'm hoping, you know. Yeah. But he's in some hot stuff right now,
and I pray that he you know, I'm never gonna beat a black man down when he's down. I support him still, because he's did the opposite side of everything that's going on with the allegations. He's did a lot for our culture.
He's devoted
Definitely. A lot of time to music and in service with the community and all type of thing. He put money in my pocket for my family that you benefited off of, and my kids. And I ain't got shit to say bad about Diddy, because he hasn't harmed me in any type of way. And I support him. I send him a DM. I text him too as well. Just told him to keep his head up and God bless you. I'm praying for your family. That's all I care about, his family and his kids and shit like that.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad
now,
for
what you do, and
the
I tell,
girls.
I tell every friend this. All y'all my niggas, you know I rock with y'all. But what y'all do between y'all four walls is y'all goddamn shit. Yeah. You know, I love Shantiri. I love Raven. I love Chef John. But what the fuck they do when the door closed and the door locked and they want to fucking gag each other and put on leather shit and whoop each other and shit, that's what they do.
Yeah.
And I don't, me and you, we turn up when we want to turn up.
You know what? We don't do that type of stuff.
We don't, but you done got me fucked up some nights. Robert. Now. Yeah. All right. We didn't did a Diddy room before, just me and you.
You know what?
I was like,
anyway,
who are you?
Speaking of that, I feel bad for the daughters, yeah. You know, because they're at an age now where, you know, everything's just all over social media.
Yeah, they
probably
got friends who hacking, messing with them and stuff.
Yeah, and it's,
I hate that part.
And then, you know, they are, the twins already lost their mom. So if something does happen to him, which I don't feel like he's going to do jail time, but you know, you never know.
I think he got money to go a long way with this.
Right. He knows a lot of powerful people too, you know, so.
Yeah, because they got them was at the parties too.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But you know what? You know what they said? Somebody said they raided his house to get rid of the evidence that's gonna incriminate the powerful people.
Hey, you talking about?
And that could be something that happened for real.
Hey man, y'all gotta understand, Diddy is at the top of the top of the top top. He is the billionaire black man who owns several companies and I, come on y'all. Y'all gotta understand, the media gonna put out what they wanna put out. But y'all gotta understand, it's some underlying to this shit and it's a lot of stuff going on. Guilty to proven innocent, but you'll see. And we'll see what happens. Mm. Like I said, I'm not going to be the black man when he down because he did a lot for me. But at the same time, you know, let your freak flag fly and, you know, whatever the fuck go on. But, you know, you just got to be careful about what's going on when you do that type of shit.
And that's what it is.
There it is. The food is here, baby. Today we have...
What is that,
a plata. What do we have, Chef John?
Bacon cheeseburger, quesadillas.
What the hell are you talking about, man?
Yeah, man.
What are you doing?
A bacon cheeseburger, quesadillas. So that's burgers.
Mm-hmm. Those are
that's
burgers.
That's what I was wondering.
What are these burgers?
It's like a steak burger that I cooked up.
Mm-hmm.
I grilled it.
Steak burger.
Mm-hmm.
Like steak.
Like steak.
USDA.
USDA.
I'm about to make a mess.
Let me fuck with this one time.
And it has a chipotle aioli on it, or chipotle sauce, whatever you want to call it.
Let me get fancy, nigga.
Chipotle, he about to mess up something.
Oh, okay.
Chipotle aioli.
I ain't gonna get into it. Mm-hmm.
Close enough.
Would you like me to bite it?
No, Travis.
No Diddy.
I'm making a mess. That's good.
It's really good.
Never thought to do a cheeseburger quesadilla.
Yeah.
How you be coming up with this stuff in your head? Just.
You want me to tell you the truth?
Yeah.
You be high.
High as fuck. I be high as hell.
Really?
I want a hamburger, but I want a quesadilla.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck
it. Or sometimes it just be lack of ingredients. And I'd be like, well.
Let's see what I can make
right.
with this.
I don't have bread, but I have some tortillas, though.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he swear he can go on Chop. He was like, give him any ingredients and he can.
And just throw some shit together.
Kill that shit.
Bro. I believe it.
Nigga, I'd be mad all type of shit.
He do go she whip swell. Some stuff
She'd
up.
She be like, ain't nothing down now. You got to unthaw everything. I'm like, Ebony, really?
Yeah. I don't like come throwing out food.
Full fucking
whole
meal.
Fucking meal and
she
shit.
She be like, what was that at?
If I got to thaw it out, we ain't got no food in the freezer. I mean, in the refrigerator.
I got down 2000.
That's
one
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's some
don't
stuff.
Do that. I if thaw I it out if I have
thaw,
to.
If you got thaw, we ain't got nothing.
If I have
but niggas
to,
will
then
save
I will.
Collard greens from Thanksgiving and shit.
Right.
And put it in the deep
freezer. I don't do that, but my aunt.
You
all
will
of my,
do that.
My whole
Tupperware
family
full
does
of collard
that.
Greens.
Oh, yeah, my
collard
whole family
greens,
freezes
mac
everything.
And cheese, everything.
Half of a fucking pound cake.
Right.
All type
my mama
of shit.
Will call me any holiday and say, hey, put me a plate in the freezer.
Wow. Like, and won't oh, come yeah. get that motherfucker at Christmas.
Damn.
And we'll eat it still.
And we'll still eat it. And still we'll eat that motherfucker.
Put spaghetti in a bag and shit. That shit crazy. I ain't fucking with none of that.
Dang, Chef John, I want to eat this.
Yeah,
gotta,
I don't.
I got to eat it off the camera.
I don't mess up my
messy.
Merch.
Yeah, no, you good, man.
That's a messy ass little.
Yeah, it's supposed
though.
To be messy. Like, it's kind of.
I can't.
But I love the infusion of how you mixed it with a quesadilla and, you know, a burger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's cheese and stuff in there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little, some type of spice.
Bacon in there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Amazing. All right, well, how
That's
y'all
different.
Laughing? It's good, babe. You like it? She was hungry, too. So that's dope, man.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, man. What everything else been good though?
Everything been good, man. Just working.
Yeah, we missed you last show.
I know,
you
man.
You wasn't there. What
took
was
a little
at?
Break.
Had a little break?
Yeah, man.
I mean, you look fresh.
Thank you.
You've been drinking water.
Water. Minding my business.
Exfoliate your skin.
Exfoliating.
It's about to be hot outside.
It's about to be hot outside.
I know what you're about to
Fat
do.
Fat boy man. Season is completely over right now, but you
so,
know.
Fat boy season do. Ain't over?
Yes, it is.
Well, yeah, BMH peasy popping.
It's about to be hot. Excuse me. It's about to be hot. We don't want all that on us. I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
She was serious.
I'm about to get the shot anyway. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you. I'm about to be sexy on y'all niggas. Anyway.
Right.
No, but, I'm just playing.
Nah, it's, yeah, man. I've just been taking care of myself.
Yeah, man. You look, because you know, last time you came, you was like mad about something. You know, I don't know. Somebody broke your heart in the wintertime.
Oh, nah. We don't do that.
Your chili wasn't hitting like it's supposed to. Now you're good, right?
Yeah, I'm good now.
All right, man. Yeah. Well, shit, you making cheeseburger quesadillas and shit.
Absolutely, man.
I like back the vibe to you in, baby.
Back yeah. to
tell them where to follow you on Instagram, bro.
Man, you can follow me at ChefJohn27. You can follow me on TikTok at ChefJohn.
Oh, I have. A damn chef walked up on me in the club, bro.
Okay.
Told me he coming for your ass.
Cool. Uh-oh. Tell him.
I told him, I said, hey, I think y'all should have a cook-off.
I'm with it.
I'm not playing.
I'm with it.
That nigga's like, bro, I watched like four episodes, man. That Chef John nigga, he called. He said, but holiday, I'm that real nigga.
And I'm not.
And he didn't say he wasn't.
I got an idea, babe.
He said he want to go at your, he just said he want to have a cook-off.
He want to come for my neck?
Baby, we going to do a chopped.
We should do a motherfucking chop.
I'm down. I'm down.
We're going to bring some ingredients. Both chefs get the same ingredients.
Okay.
And y'all got to create something with those ingredients.
I'm going to put some in the basket. You put some in the basket.
Yes.
I'm with it.
You want to do that?
I'm down.
Oh. Let's go.
Hey, bro, I forgot your name, but DM me. And then we going to set it up.
Yes.
If it's any other chef that think they can face off with Chef John, DM us.
Come see me.
We going to do that show. We going to set the show up.
The smoke has started.
Dinner with the Avery's Chopped
It's been smoke. It's been smoke. They just don't say it on Instagram.
Hey, but homie stopped me in my tracks like, bro, I'm going for buddy ass.
That's cool.
All right. Well, thank you, Chef John.
Absolutely, man.
Appreciate
thank
you, man.
You.
Chef John, ladies and gentlemen. Chef John. Thank you.
Man, yes.
Food was amazing. How
still,
you liking that?
It's good. I'm still trying to eat it, but I don't want y'all to see
bacon
me.
Bacon cheeseburger quesadilla.
Who, I don't want y'all to see me knew? Get messy like this on camera, but yeah, that's good.
Yeah, you've been eating messy.
You know what?
Nah, you do be eating cute, though.
So, babe, I was talking to a friend the other day.
Yeah.
And she felt like a lot of people feel this way, but sex being like a chore in marriage.
Sex being a chore?
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that?
That's a strong topic.
Coming
right
from
there.
A man's standpoint, I don't know if you can answer that question.
Nah, it ain't no chore for me. I mean, no. I understand what people say. If you don't like your companion and it get to that point where, you know, I think we got, you know, after the honeymoon stage and then y'all hit that little level where it's, I don't like scheduled sex, and I think that happens a lot in marriage. I have a lot of married friends now.
Well, of course.
And I don't like scheduled sex, but I know it's part of the situation because you have so much on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just don't like, oh, it's Friday. I took a shower. I'm okay. The kids didn't really drain me out today. Come on over to my side, a happy town. You know?
Mm.
But that's technically scheduled sex, and if a guy would see that or a husband would see that and think that's, you know, a chore.
Like maybe, the woman right? don't want
to
do it.
Yeah, cause she. Yeah, I want to be wanted in that situation.
Okay, and I mean,
you know
sense.
That you know when you do your little, hey, baby, you know, you know, ooh, daddy. Yo,
I do not do that.
I mean, yeah, you do sometimes.
I do not.
Depends
do
if you're
not.
Drunk or not. I mean, lemon drops you have. But
oh my God.
That's cool, right? Do you feel like sex is a chore?
I don't feel like it's a chore. But you know what gets me when it's like 4 in the morning, knowing we got an alarm set for 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
It pisses me off when you scooch over
yeah.
and wake me up at 4 in the morning.
Well, you know what pisses me off? When you tell me that we're about to get it popping at 11 and then you fall asleep.
Ooh, I'm sorry that I've been busy all day cleaning and cooking and slaving and doing all this type of stuff.
You asked me about 4 in the morning. I'm asking you about 10 p.m.
Well, anyway, so it's not a chore, but those nights when you're tired and exhausted and stuff, it just sometimes feels like, yeah, I don't know how to explain it, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
But we don't hate each other, so it's cool.
Right.
It's an understanding thing, so we good.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. All right.
All right.
Don't make it a chore. Fan mail, baby. What's up? What you got, mama?
All right. Hi, DJ Holiday and Risky. I have a friend who's currently planning her birthday, pregnant, has nowhere to stay, and just quit her job. She is currently pregnant and undecided if she wants to keep the child because of her mother's opinion. She is also about to be homeless because her grandmother she was staying with is no longer renewing her lease. Wow. She was only paying about $400 in rent and do not want to pay rent prices. She also just told me she quit her job. Her baby daddy lives in a separate state and asked her to come live with him. But she's hesitant because of her mother. With all of this going on, she's stressing me out over things to do for her birthday. I think this birthday planning should be the last thing on her mind. I spoke to her about concerns, about my concerns, but I don't know what to do. Can you help?
Baby, that's part of your resume because that's about preparing and doing the right things. So what do you think?
What? I feel like your birthday.
Priorities.
You only get, listen.
Priorities. Ebony is what you always say. So what do you think?
Birthdays are not guaranteed, you know, so I do feel like you should celebrate your birthday. Yeah. You don't have to do nothing extravagant that's going to spend money, but you got bigger fish to fry, sweetheart, and 100%. You need to figure out what you're going to do with your life, you know. Celebrate your birthday because you only come once a year, yeah. But you need to figure out where you're going to stay, what you're going to do with that baby, and all the other type of stuff. That's the bigger issue.
You got a lot of main priorities, man, so stick to them.
And that's it. And that's the end of our show, guys. Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you follow us at Dinner with the Avery's. If you have any questions, any things, any fan mail, anything like that, send it to asktheavery@gmail.com. Follow me at RiskyBusiness23.
Follow me at DJ Holiday. And follow us at Dinner with the Avery's on Instagram. You did?
Right there. And make sure you check out our Patreon as well.
We're going to have the cook-off on there. We definitely
Dinner with the Avery's. Yeah. Patreon.com/DinnerWithAvery's.
And we got a big event coming up too as well. So thank you guys so much. We really appreciate you. All the support, all the love. Holiday season. My girl, my beautiful wife, my baby, Risky, Holiday. Yes.
Queen
Dinner
Ebony.
With Avery's. Queen Ebony.
Dinner with the Queen Avery's.
Dinner with the Avery's podcast. Listen right now, iTunes and SoundCloud. Tune in for interviews, marriage advice, dating tips if you're single. Hosted by Holiday and his wife, Queen Ebony. My favorite time is dinner with the Avery's.